Bald and Blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution Podcast. The podcast to get tools for a powerful mind you can use immediately every day. Get tips, tricks, skills, and inspiration to create what you desire and achieve a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Cathy Tate and Daisy Pub.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution, the podcast that gives you tools for a powerful mind. I'm Cathy Tate, your host from Down Under. With me, as always, is Daisy from America. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Cathy. Hello to Down Under. Hello to the world. I'm so excited that we have our wings on. Dear listeners, it's an inside joke so that we really double check and triple check that our electronics and our technical equipment is absolutely functioning. So we are ready to roll. I am ready. Are you?
I am ready. And it is a bit of a behind the scenes chuckle moment because invariably over our, well, this will be our 149th episode, there has been a handful of times where I'll put my hand up. I forgot to plug it in properly once. So there's nothing wrong with any of it. I just put the wrong plug in. These things happen. We're all human.
Yes.
So, yes, let's go, Daisy. 149 episodes, but I also have to mention, drum roll, please. Da, 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 da. 94 countries. Woohoo!
Yee-hoo.
How exciting is that?
Yay.
We have been joined by South Korea and Costa Rica. So super exciting. Hello, guys, in those countries. We are so psyched to have you join the Bald and Blonde family and get inspiration, we hope, from us every single week for free. We're pretty generous like that. But if you can support us, we would also love that too, please, guys. Baldandblonde.live. It's all on the website. Super easy, super fast. And you would have our most in-depth gratitude for that so we can stay ad-free for you guys. Today, we've got an interesting episode. I have decided, I've been inspired, I'm going to say, by someone very close to me and the troubles that they have been having, maybe not troubles, maybe frustrations that they've been having with their partner's family.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, this is going to be a good episode. So here we go. We're doing curiosity versus nosiness.
Well, I'm not surprised that you come up with another excellent topic idea or inspired by someone. And I keep it short and sharp. I say curiosity we're born with, nosiness is conditioned, period.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So we're born with curiosity, nosiness is conditioned.
Or learned.
Or taught or learned.
Yeah.
And so let's go through perhaps a quick definition of each. So our audience, a lot of them don't have English as a first language, can understand the differences between the words, because English can be crazy like this. We can have multiple words meaning very similar things, but they each mean something a little bit different. And so while it makes our language a little bit difficult to perhaps use when you're new at it, there's what we call nuances that you can use to really get your meaning across very specifically. And it's because of these words all having slightly different meanings. So that's where we'll start. Let's talk about the meaning of curiosity. I know that this is one of your favorite things, being curious.
Yes, I am very curious. I'm a very curious human being, and I do believe that is what inspired me and still inspires me and drives me passionately to learn and learn and learn and seek and find and experiment, because I'm curious. Now, you have a huge advantage, of course, not only today, but every single time we record, because you are aware what we will be recording. I'm not. So did you look it up on any dictionary, what the definition of curiosity is in English? Because to me, it is something that we are born with. It is something we want to explore. We want to experiment. We want to find out. That is how we learn. And then comes a stage in our lives where the curiosity is no longer so much appreciated. Hint, school. Because there it turns into the requirements that we shall be, should be, or must be curious about things we are not curious about because we are not really interested in many cases. School systems around the globe. Welcome to the new school system because I see it growing everywhere. Not everywhere, that's a generalization, but I see it growing on so far 4 continents, and I'm very excited about it developing more and more. So what's the definition of curiosity on your end?
Well, Daisy, you pretty much nailed that. I have quickly gone and looked it up. I didn't prepare anything because I never do. But I have just looked it up and you pretty much nailed it. We've got a strong desire to learn, seek, find, experiment, or discover. Mm-hmm. So it is about that innate desire to want to know more about the world around you, about yourself, and about everything here on our wonderful planet. Yes, you definitely nailed curiosity.
Oh, yes.
You want to give nosiness a go?
Do I get some extra points, maybe?
I'm going to give you gold star later.
Oh, okay. Good. Where will it be delivered? Email?
It'll be a virtual gold star.
Yes, I thought so. I will be eagerly waiting. Well, nosiness. I'm bringing in something that is a picture because I know that it's easy to learn when we draw pictures in our minds or we see pictures in our minds. Where is the nose located?
In the middle of our face.
In the middle, exactly. It already included the answer. In the middle of our face. My nose is in the middle of my face and not in the middle of your face or in the middle of your life.
Well, look, that is an interesting way to put it, Daisy. And I think you've nailed that too, because when I look up nosiness, it says being too interested in what others are doing or others' affairs that do not involve you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, you see, I nailed it. Yay.
Good. Yay. 2 gold stars.
Yes. Yes. I made it, dear listeners. I made it. Well, I think it is good to understand and appreciate and acknowledge our curiosity because that makes us more knowledgeable, that keeps our brains alive and evolving. It's like gymnastics for the brain. Nosiness is learned or taught. I do not think, of course, I don't have proof, but I do not think that it comes with birth. I don't think it is innate.
I think you're right. I think that that's one of those fine lines, okay, because the words are very similar and there are lots of synonyms too, meaning there are lots of words that are quite similar to this. Another one, for instance, is being inquisitive, is very similar to being curious. And nosiness has this extra piece of the puzzle, or this extra characteristic to it, which is the fact that whatever it is you're being curious about in your nosiness is none of your business. So when we're curious, it's fairly innocent, isn't it? It's a thirst for knowledge. But when we're nosy, it's, oh, what are they doing? What are they up to? Why are they doing that? I need to know. But for me, in my belief, that comes from a root underneath of them not having enough attention in their own selves and their own lives because they're sticking their noses into other people's business. So here's where the fundamental difference between these similar words comes in for me. With nosiness, is in my culture anyway, it is when they are too concerned about other people's stuff and not concerned enough about their own stuff.
Interesting.
Maybe it's good to bring in the shoebox analogy here. I think this will simplify it. If you have not heard the shoebox episode, it is a bonanza. You've got to go listen to it as soon as you finish this one, guys. So let's say curiosity is us playing in our own shoebox.
Or in the world.
It's our own stuff. It's our own view of the world. It's everything that directly affects us. Nosiness is when we're bending over and trying to look in someone else's shoebox, and it's none of our business. See? That's a good analogy. It simplified it, right?
She celebrates it. Wonderful.
I get a gold star too.
Yes, because you're the one giving them out. So I'm not sure if I agree that it is applicable completely to the shoebox in this regard, that the curiosity shall focus on our shoebox, because I'm going out into the sandbox that I call life. And I think it is very healthy to be curious outside of my own shoebox. Nevertheless, to me, nosiness appears to be a relative of gossip. Somehow, I relate the two for me. Now, there is also a saying when they say, yes, the lawn is greener on the other side of my fence.
The grass is greener, we say, but yes.
Maybe it's the grass.
You know what else they say? It's because it's been fertilized by bull.
She again. It is bull manure, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
It's bull manure. Well, I think it also has to do with the island model, because what is my stuff is my responsibility, and I have the power to change, transform, let go only what is mine. And it's none of my business what you do with your stuff that can be emotional, psychological, physical, sexual stuff. And yours is not mine. And when I try to fix yours or stick my nose into it, then I'm focused on a construction site that is none of my business, not my responsibility, neither my obligation, unless we speak about minors. When we are parents, and we are parenting, or we have children in our care, or we have humans who cannot fully responsibly take care of themselves for whatever reason, age, health condition, mental condition, then we can very carefully and respectfully, with integrity, take care. But then it's not nosiness. Then it is great responsibility.
I think that you're definitely on the ball when you say it's a cousin to gossip. And we did an episode on gossip, so that's a really good similar type of word. If people do want to know more about what we're speaking about, they can go and listen to that episode.
Did we really do that? I have no memory. I have no memory of that.
Wait till we get to 1,000 episodes, Daisy. Other words that are similar are pry and snoop. They're also on the side of nosiness rather than curiosity, which is where I brought in inquisitive. So you can see from these groupings of words and what we're talking about that there are two almost distinct groups here. And these words definitely represent situations where people are delving into other people's business, which in most cases is not their business. And you do bring up a valid point if you're a carer, but I think that it's quite clear we're not talking about that class of people.
No.
Like, obviously, if you are caring for minors or adults that can't care for themselves, you do have to know that business. That's very straightforward. So, yeah, I think that we've defined the words rather well now. And so perhaps let's talk about a real life example that could help our listeners out. Now, my inspiration, I will talk about this for a sec without naming any names, is somebody very, very close to me, and she's had a partner for quite a long time, a couple of decades, and her partner has quite a few siblings, let's say, a fairly large family by today's standards, and most of them are females. Now, I'm not saying that men don't gossip, and I'm not saying that men aren't nosy, but I do think that in our culture, or my culture, it probably is a bigger percentage of females that do this. And it certainly is in this case that's inspired me, because there are so many sisters in this family, and they all ring each other every day to talk about everything that's going on. And unfortunately, the person close to me just gets caught in it. She doesn't really want anything to do with it, but they talk about her. So in circumstances where she has to be in close contact with them for long periods, I know that it's super frustrating for her. And some days she feels like she just doesn't want anything to do with them because it's taxing on her emotionally, energetically probably. And it's quite tough for her because she doesn't operate that way. It's a bit of a mindset difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what inspired the topic. And I'm sure that's just one of many different scenarios out there where nosiness is in the picture instead of curiosity.
I think it is time to point out one more time that the male brain architecture differs very much from the female brain architecture. And those who are interested a little more, they can go back to the Men and Women Are Different episode. I remember that we did that one. And women speak while they think. So they are loud thinkers or speech thinkers. I'm not generalizing, but the female architecture of the brain has the tendency to be more thinking while speaking, solving members of the human family. That means that they try to solve while they speak out loud. And it can be considered gossip or it can be considered nosiness. I'm not saying it is, and I'm not saying it's not in the example that you brought into this show. Now, there's another tendency that the female of the species, I'm not generalizing again, but has the tendency to be more of, they want to help. They have the need to help. It's almost unstoppable. Not in all. But the tendency is broader than when it comes to male. So meaning, I'm just making this up. Let's say Sister A speaks about, oh, did you see Johnny? And oh, Sister B says, no, I didn't see Johnny. Sister C starts thinking, oh, I wonder what happened. But she now says it out loud. And all of a sudden, that entire juicy discussion while they're trying to solve the mystery, what about Johnny? And then it can be considered nosiness. I'm not even sure if those sisters ABC, or I don't know how big the sistership is or the sisterhood is. I don't even know. They don't mean it, maybe, that they are nosy because they're trying to, one, help, and secondly, figure it out while they speak about it loudly, while they're thinking about it actually. At all. I'm not giving a free pass here.
No, but it does help explain the female tendency. Like, that's very helpful to me.
Now, that also comes with the upbringing. Men who grew up with lots of females, let's say lots of sisters, or let's say mother and maybe another mother, or maybe close siblings or friends of the mother, female friends. So now they also have the tendency to be used to, or become used to, the female solution finding loud thinking. And for them, then that's the standard.
Yeah.
More likely. That doesn't mean that all men with lots of siblings or female in their upbringing or during their upbringing and conditioning and or think that way. So bless their heart. I'm not saying that is the case, but it can be very much caused by that women think out loud while they try to find a solution. And that may be considered nosy. They don't even mean being nosy. If they would know that they are considered being nosy, I'm not sure if they really wanted to appear nosy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because most humans forget that, oh, if it would be done to me or about me, how much would I enjoy that? So switch on the enjoyometer. So it's like a barometer for enjoyment. Switch it on and notice, oh, I just love it when people are nosy about my business, my affairs, my privacy. I never really heard that. Maybe I missed it. I understand there is a saying where they say bad press is better than no press. I get it. Nevertheless, I'm not sure if I know of anyone who is truly enjoying and considering it fulfilling to be nosied by a group of people.
Doubtful, that's a word, but I think we know what you mean. So I'm going to let it flow.
Thank you.
Yes, I think that's a really good example or perhaps even possible explanation. And I think it's also a good point that perhaps they are doing it and being unaware that there actually being nose in the circumstance that you described. And I can see how that could come from a time far away where we did grow up in smaller villages.
Maybe.
And there were many families or many members of a family bringing up children jointly. Like that was a thing once upon a time where there's even a cliche from it, what it takes a village to raise a child.
I agree.
So obviously that comes from a time when we did live that way, whether it was for protection or safety in numbers, whatever the circumstances were. I can see quite clearly where that sort of behavior was first learnt, born, and needed.
Mm.
So it's good that we can understand where the behavior comes from. It's good we can understand perhaps how it's been handed down through the generations, because all of what we're talking about really is learned from our elders. And so you can see how it comes about. And then I think we need to go, okay, well, is that really needed now in the way we live now? Or is that just a habit that's been brought forth? Because I do think that we are at a bit of a turning point where we do need to re-examine some of our old ways of living and behaving and thinking and start to look to the future and go, are they still valid and needed, or do we need to change some things?
I wouldn't even go to the future. I think right here, right now, are they still valuable? Are they still helpful, or are they creating more problems? Now, let me just go to the other side. Let me go to the human or to that participant who feels frustration when it comes to nosiness. Clear boundaries is the answer. So I'm certain that there are people that are nosy about me and they are welcome to try and test me. I'm ready to stand and withstand because I know where my standard is and I know how I can measure who I can trust and who I cannot trust, and trust is earned. Those days are over that I gave my trust away for free. Those days are over. So to the human who inspired this episode, I suggest keeping to yourself private what you want to keep private, and let others guess, assume, mind read, project, because it's none of your business and you cannot stop them from doing what they do because they are trained so well and they practice so often. They're really good at it. Leave it alone. And you taking care of you and keeping things private. And maybe it's a moment where the chaff from the wheat is really departing one another's closeness. When then I see, okay, somebody is not respecting me, not wanting to speak about that, tells me all I need to know about them. That does not mean, let's say, if they are my sisters-in-law, in case that would be the case, I do not need to be best friends or close to them, and my husband can still be close and friendly and loving with them because they are his sisters. They are not mine. They are my sisters by law. In-laws. I married the family by marrying my husband, but I can still set the boundary and I can gently, respectfully, even lovingly, but very sternly share my standpoint. Look, there are things that are private to me and I enjoy keeping them to me. And I wonder if you respect that I'm not sharing with you. That's quite direct, very friendly, but respectful, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's all very helpful advice for the person stuck in the middle of this and feeling frustrated. And I think that it's a really essential skill to learn is are those boundaries. And if you guys need a help out there, listeners, we have done an episode on that too. So just pop over to baldandblonde.live and put whatever topic it is you're interested in the top right-hand corner search bar on your mobile phone. It's probably top left, a little circle, I think. There are so many topics out there that we've done that we know will help you. And we talk about them, I guess, in multiple episodes too, because all of this is about our minds and how we can grow and evolve and have better lives. And often the topics will cross episodes because we're speaking about similar aspects. So for this episode, a reminder, go and look up gossip, go and look up boundaries, go and look up standards, and go and look up the shoebox, because I still think that's applicable here and it's a nice simple way of understanding the concept. And so that's what I urge you to do. I think we've given a really good, well-rounded discussion today and a real-life example from both angles. And I'm really happy because you have helped me understand the people doing the gossiping and you've helped me understand what I do if I'm stuck in the middle of it. I don't want to use the word victim because I don't like people to think that they're victims. They do have the power via their boundaries. So final words on nosiness, Daisy.
Whoever feels frustrated by nosiness or bothered by it, I think it is a good idea to go and look at the island model. There's a book out and you can find it also on the baldandblonde.live website. And by the way, drum roll. The island model Homo sapiens isolatus is now available in Spanish as well. So I'd go there because it shows you what are you, where do you begin and where do you end? Because I can only set boundaries when I know how far I've reached.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And this is an amazing book, guys. Like, it's not a hard read. It's very fast. It's easy to understand. The concepts are very clear. And it really helps you understand your spot in all of this or your own position. And I do urge you to go grab it. It's available, guys, in English, Spanish, German, and soon to be Hungarian. So you can grab a digital copy of that, super easy, be delivered instantly. It's only, I think, $9.95 on baldandblonde.live or daisypap.com. Available on those websites. And you did mention it earlier, so thank you for reminding me. I wanted to come back and just tell everybody what you meant by it when you said the island model, because we have so many new listeners.
Yes.
They're not all going to know. And we have done episodes on the island model too, guys, a two-part episode all about the book. Feel free to go and listen to that too. And then grab your copy. I think that's it from us today, Daisy. It's been a wonderful discussion. Thank you, as always, for your insight and golden nuggets, because they really do help me understand the world around me. And so I know that you're going to help our listeners out there.
It's my joy.
Please do let us know what you think and let us know if you would like any other topics covered, because we're always open to suggestions. That's it from us today. We'll talk to you next week with another amazing episode. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for listening in to the Bold and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our podcast with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place. For you, for us, for future generations. Visit us at baldandblonde.live to get freebies, give feedback, and even support us with as little as $1. Talk to you soon.